I thought I'd start off with a few versions of Pierre Reverdy. And this book has an epigraph by the American poet Frank O'Hara, from the poem called Step Away From Them, which and is the title of the book, basically. My heart is in my pocket. It is poems by Pierre Reverdy. This book is also a kind of it's a dialogue as much with Kenneth Rexroth, who was the first translator of Reverdy into English, into American English, as it is with Reverdy. On each tile which slips off the roof, somebody inscribed a poem. Guttering, penned with precious stones. The birds are drinking. The dry language. The nail is there, keeping at a slant, the clear shreds of breeze turning blasted, everyone who might see. The whole street nude. The road, the pavement, the view, the gates are blinding. Not a raindrop, not a leaf from the tree. No shade from clothes. I'm waiting. The railway station in the distance, the river flows on as you hike up the cutting. Earth dry as a bone. The whole world is nude. It's all bleached. With the clock ticking away to the wrong time. The train's racket has gone. I'm waiting. And appropriately, this poem is called Pub. One eye shuts, centered within and pushed up to the wall. The thinking that won't go away. Ideas tread their own path. Dying could be next. What I clutch to my breast could slip my grasp. A reverie. Daybreak in its dawning sets, cancelled in the banging open of screens. And nothing should happen this way. There is one meadow that one could escape to of infinite stars. And your shade at the end of the road disappears. One sees nothing. Of all the things that passed by, one hangs on to absolutely nothing. Of all the words that come up, of tales one never read about, gone. Days which crush in their hurry to leave. Finally, the procession dropping off. Behind and between tables where some were playing card games. Central heating, which we can turn off now, probably. One small flame, you see a small lightness drops across your tummy to set you off. A woman goes off like a firework. On the side opposite in a cubicle, the other is reading. Her feet are naked and so lovely. Short circuits the heart, a fault in the engine, whose affection keeps me going. My eyes and my love forget their plans. A zero which one lights and which dies. I'm finished with the wind, I'm finished with the sky. In the end, all one sees is false, including your mouth. But I get the hots when you brush me with your hand. The door opens and I can't enter. I glimpse your face and I can't believe my eyes. You're white as a sheet. One evening you were sad and cried over the luggage. Men were having a laugh downstairs. Some kids strutted about in the buff. The water was crystal. A red wire transmits the light. The sun and your heart are the same things. For he who waits. It's great when autumn comes around. Sing someone, but no one but me bothers. I'll be the last one. She's not that upset. As you said, this grey period, a morsel of melancholy. For you to give your reasons. The smoke questions, is it him or you? Who will shout yes before first freezing? And I'm waiting, the final glimmer which floats through the night as the ground falls. And it's not finished yet, a wing holds it up for an eternity. I'll walk to the very end to shut the door if it's not blowing a gale. This one's called Memory. In a minute, and I am returned. Of all that's happened, I've retained nothing. A point, the high heavens. And on the final second, the light flashes past, footsteps one hears, everything that walks as one halts. You let it all go. And what there is within, the lights that dance, the shadows lengthen, spaces multiply. If you see the future, a prison where a real beast jumps, chest and arms create a similar movement. A woman giggled, her head tossed back, and the passerby who arrived misplaced us. We three were never identified, but still we were there, filled with expectation. Okay. This poem is called Michael. My bank account has a mind of its own. Let's call it Michael, after Michael Stipe. Michelle's brother for a day. It breathes, speaks, makes phone calls, using my mobile. A place to say what you don't believe, which is suddenly interesting, grazing idea by idea. Stick men hobble over snow outside. Inaudible footsteps, large flake after large flake, where snowshoes grow grey. Thin morning, sunshine across wet grass. Where are they going in their quest? Their need to know the answers. But Michael keeps me occupied. The financial inducements cause one to roll over. This is, in truth, utter solitude. Furthermore, what is in Paul's interesting bag? One question which insists in the asking. This is a poem about Herb Hermann Göring. We live up the hill from Millwall Football Ground. And to continue the football theme from earlier, and he had a particular, it seems he had a particular passion for bombing Millwall's football ground, which is called the Den. He wasn't, no, he, as their motto goes, you know, everybody hates us and we don't care, so. This is called Göring. What is little known but true? Hermann Göring was Millwall's number one fan. At the Den, the main stand was destroyed by sustained bomb damage in 43. That must have quite put the Reichsmarschall's nose out of joint. The moral? Fewer visits to the Wolfschanze and more time with your family at Carinhall. This is where little narratives, short stories, telling tales in the Black Forest gets you. This is where lost, disorientated, without a map, compass, direction, or mind. Look, here's a trail of breadcrumbs to eat. You won't starve, leading out of the dark wood to a clearing and a gingerbread house ablaze with house lights. Guess who? Hansel and Gretel are safe and home. Baked bread and cookies, fresh and warm. Mm. Cool. Just two more.
Yeah.
Short ones, ish. There's what's called text. Derrida, Foucault, Barthes, Lacan, Saussure lined up in this circle. Patterson, Farley, Armitage, Padel form a line opposite. The penguins waddle across. No texting allowed, the sign says. A tale to share over dinner. Once upon a time, the text was unhappy. Boo-hoo, boo-hoo. The slippage of the signifier across the signifier makes the signifier the signifier for another signifier. And the modern poets left no message at the beep, just static, flat lining to Alpha Centauri. Meanwhile on the ground, they tricoteurs, knit one, pearl one, knit one. Di-dum, 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 di-dum. And finally, how they brought the good news from Ghent to Aix. There's a great recording online of Robert Browning. Actually, you can actually hear Robert Browning reading, actually forgetting the lines, as I forgot earlier, for one of my poems, forgetting the lines of one of his most famous poems, which is absolutely fantastic. You must really listen to it. At the kitchen window, cats' heads float like balloons. Arby's voice whirs and squeaks through the wax cylinder via the World Wide Web, and Labour are expecting a bruising night. Some policy decisions snatch from damp air, snarling traffic queues along the A2. Sediments whirl around the bottom of the washing up bowl or sink, nothing clean, nothing sweet this 3rd of May 2007. You wash, I'll dry. Surrey and Kent kiss at the garden wall. By morning, the world reborn, fresh and new. But who sat in my garden, circa 1890? The Middlemarch moral experiment in full swing, with Robert Browning dead and gone. Thank you very much.
Thank you.